Praise the Lord.
How many people are here today again for the first time? Today, first time. Oh, praise God. Stand up now. Let's greet you. If you are sitting down by their side and you have Holy Ghost, please shake them and bless them. Please, if you don't have Holy Ghost, don't touch them.
What you have told in the light, for the Lord who has called you, have never failed us or do not doubt.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Remember that you are not a Christian until you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Remember that it is one of the three works of grace. Three works of grace. Three works of grace. Justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And every believer must go through these three stages for you to enter into the kingdom. That is the process for the new birth. You are justified, you are sanctified, and you are baptized with the Holy Ghost. These three works of grace is what will happen to it, what Satan will do to these three works of grace. Jesus foresaw it, and he gave that parable in Matthew chapter 13. Can we read it? Verse 33. One parable there. He says, another parable spake he unto them. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. Leaven. Leaven is yeast. Yeast that you add to flour, and then it will increase in size. Yeast. And when a bread that has yeast, it does not last as long as the bread, flour, without yeast. I hope we know that. After some time, you see it will be corrupted, it will get rotty, mucus will begin to form if you don't eat it immediately, and it corrupts the flour. So Jesus Christ is using it to make us understand something that will happen to the gospel of grace, the gospel of salvation. And this is the way he says it. Let's read it again. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like unto heaven leaven, which a woman took and hid that leaven in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. The whole lump of that meal. The meal is the bread of life. The meal is the word of God for salvation. Jesus Christ said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Hallelujah. The word of God made flesh for our salvation. But this meal is taken by a woman. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And there are 3 measures of this meal. And then it takes leaven and heat it there and corrupts the whole 3 meals. 3 measures of the meal. The measures for that meal is justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And who is this woman that took it? It is one of those 3 symbolic women in the Bible. The first woman, symbolic woman, he was speaking revelation. Anything that pertains to revelation, God will speak it in parable so that only he will be able to grant you understanding. Because salvation is not for all. That is another message entirely. Praise the Lord. But those who are his own, they will hear his voice. They are the only ones that have something in them that can make them understand the word. And if they are here today, they are listening to me. May you understand what I want to explain to you now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 3 symbolic women in the Bible The first woman is in Revelation chapter 12, described there from verse 1. That is Israel, is that first woman. Amen. The nation of Israel is that woman described in Revelation chapter 12. Then you go to Revelation chapter 17. Another woman described there as a harlot and a mother of harlots. Amen. And that is a church. Praise the Lord. By every description, it is the Roman church. That false Roman church. Praise the Lord. No name of any church is written in heaven. Amen. There is only one church. The only true church. And all other churches, I don't know where will I be. That's the church of Jesus Christ. And it is a spiritual body. Praise the Lord. We only gather for identification. What joins us together is one love, one faith, one baptism. Now, the same blood of Jesus Christ. That is the church in Revelation chapter 17. The third woman is in Revelation chapter 19, known as the bride. It's the bride of Jesus Christ. Three symbolic women. It is one of those women that took leaven and corrupted the three measures of meal. And that woman is the woman in Revelation chapter 17. How did he do it? Remember Jesus Christ spoke about leaven when he said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And he's referring to the doctrine, the false doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So false doctrine is also leaven. So in this case, that woman used false doctrine in presenting salvation, the three works of grace, replaced justification with what you know the Catholic Church teaches. For justification and for sanctification, you know what they teach for sanctification. And for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you know that is the Holy Eucharist. That is what they teach. And then they corrupted that teaching. And remember that she is called a harlot and the mother of harlots. It means she gave birth to other children. And they are the Protestant children that broke out from her. That took the same doctrines. That they have mama. A piggy from their mama. And the same thing. Can you differentiate between a Pentecostal bishop and a Catholic bishop when they stand now? The same thing. Reverend Father. What do they call them? Reverend Doctor. Pentecostal will call them Reverend Doctor. The same thing, the same title that Catholics, hierarchy, promoted from here to here. They say, look at it, it's the same thing. Amen. And why did he say harlot? Why does he describe him as harlot? Because it took, instead of staying true to the Bible, the Word of God, it took the Word of God, left the Word of God, and began to marry idols. Marry idols! 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 The Bible says, we should not make any image of any likeness of any image of in heaven or on earth and bow before it. But you know in every of their church, there's a shrine in front of a woman that they call Mary and they bow before it. But we know the history. It is not Mary. It is an idol that was being worshipped. That when idolatry married with Christianity, what happens? They decided to change some of the names of their idol worship and give it Christian names. That's what the same idol, the same worship. Praise the Lord. That's why it is called a harlot. And the same thing, the Pentecostals, they are also harlots. Because the Bible said the friendship of the world is enmity with God. They went and joined themselves with worldliness. And now you don't differentiate a Pentecostal believer with a prostitute walking on the road, there's no difference when you see them, because they are one. Praise the Lord. Three works of grace. That harlot, corrupted, and the daughters, corrupted. And that is why Christianity has been reduced to what it is today. And people are made to believe that they are saved when they are not saved. That's why Jesus Christ said there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And Apostle Paul told us the condition of the church. He says that Christ will not come. Before he comes, he said there will come a fall away first. People will leave Bible Christianity and then hold on to doctrines of men. Jesus said they teach for commandment the doctrine of the commandment of men. They teach for doctrine, commandment of men. And no matter how you show the average denominational Christian today what the Bible says, as long as it is contrary to what the church say, his church is holding to that of his church. For our church, this is how we believe it. But this is how the Bible says it should be done. We, for our church. Now so, we they do them. How he believes he's a Christian. But God, knowing that there will be a fall away, he reserved a ministry for restoration. Hallelujah. Through that prophet messenger's message. Through the ministry of William Marion Branham, he came back again in his usual way to pull his people, another exodus, out of the denominational errors back to Bible Christianity. Praise the Lord. And if you come to the Bible, you will soon see the errors. You will never know the errors until you come back to the Bible. Because when you read this Bible, you will ask some questions. You will ask some questions. If you are studying the Bible, you will ask some questions. You will ask questions like, from when did they start to ordain women pastors? When the Bible is against women pastors, but why are they ordaining women as ministers? Ordaining them. But you are not asking because you have not studied the Bible. And they make sure that our attention has been taken away from the Bible so that we don't know what the Bible is saying. But he said, I shall restore. And we have been restored back to the original Christianity. So anything I preach, I'm preaching from the Bible. If you listen to me through your denomination, you will hate me. But if you listen to me through the Bible, you will love me. You will love me. You will love me. I'm telling you, you will love me. Praise the Lord. When you come to this church, you are coming to a restoration ministry. Restore back to original. They teach you that speaking in tongue is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. It's a lie. Speaking in tongue is not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Remember that 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Apostle Paul told us there what will happen. He spoke about people that will present to us another Jesus, another gospel, and another spirit. Take note of it. Jesus Christ, when he was asked in Matthew 24, when shall all this thing be? The three questions concerning the end time. The first sign of the end is, he said, beware of false prophets. And in verse 24, he said, this spirit of deceit will be so close that if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. But I thank God there is a group of people that cannot be deceived. They are God's elect. Praise the Lord. Any of them that jam us through our broadcast, or they come here, they discover what we stand for here, they find liberation. Any of God's elect in those funny, funny places, before you know what, they find liberation. It's true. I know a sister that was a Sunday school teacher in her church. Now Friday vigil, she came here When she heard something Friday, she decided to come again on Sunday. Why she said they are phoning her from her church. Your class is waiting for you. Where are you? He said, he tell them, say, wait. You get something where I know. Do. Wait till I know where I go teach. At least I know something. And from that day, she didn't go back there again. And not that she came here and she's a Sunday school teacher. She's sitting down here to make her calling and election sure. Because many are called, the few are chosen. Many of us are just, it's not religion. You are coming for a spiritual marriage. There's a spiritual marriage that is going on. That's why we are called the bride. The Bible calls us the bride because there is a bridegroom. Jesus is our bridegroom. And we are waiting for the marriage supper. And that will be the rapture to take us home. Then a young girl and then a man comes and wants to marry you. Then you don't bother to know anything about him. All you're interested is, I need a phone. Can you get me a recharge card? You don't love me. If you love me, okay, buy me a car. You don't love me. You don't love me. I call you, didn't answer me. You don't even call me anymore. Where is he from? I don't know. I think he said, I don't say he be Igbo man, sha. Amen. No, but no girl will do that. The first thing is not what you will get from him. Because that is somebody you are supposed to live eternally with. For better or for worse. So the first thing is you want to confirm. I hope he's a correct man. Where is he even coming from? You will find out everything about him first. And not what he's giving you. What he gives you was to call your attention so that you will come near him. That is the blessing he blesses us. That's why Jesus Christ spoke in John chapter 6 when they were looking for him everywhere. They were looking for him because the previous day he fed them with bread and fish and there was evil left over. Then the next day again, they were looking for Jesus. And Jesus, when they saw him, he said, Master, where have you been looking for you? Jesus answered them. Praise God. Remember that statement? It's a very interesting statement. He said, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the bread. He said, you are not looking for me because you saw the miracle. But we will have thought that they are looking for him because of the miracle. But Jesus said, it is not because of the miracle you are looking for me. It is because of the bread you ate. You are hungry now. That's why you are coming. Why did he say, because of the miracle? It's not because of the miracle you are coming. The miracle is supposed to attract your attention. What has never been done before is being done by a man. 5,000 people fed with 5 loaves of bread and extra remained. You are supposed to ask after that miracle, who is this man? You are supposed to ask and find out, who is this man? After he stilled the storm and the sea, the disciples who were even walking with him, they asked, what manner of man is this? Praise the Lord. That is what miracle is all about. For you to begin to study to know who this Jesus is. That we have been wrongly presented to him from a wrong perspective. All we came to Jesus for is he's a good girl. He's a good girl. He's a good girl. He heals. He delivers. He comforts. That's all you know. You don't know anything else. Who is he? You don't know who he is. And that's why after so many miracles, he turned one day and asked his disciples, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? They have been following me up and down. Do they even know who I am? And then he said, some say you are this. Some say you are this. Some say you are this. You see? It's important to know who he is. And upon that rock of who Jesus Christ is, he will build his church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to know who Jesus Christ is. You have to know who he is. Take time and study. And when you know who he is, all this idea of people running after men of God for prayers, it will not be part of you. It's not easy for me to speak like this because I'm a pastor, and then you believe that being a pastor, there is a special grace I receive. Let me tell you, there is no special grace I receive other than the fact that I am just exercising my own gift. And every member during this period, you will also know that everyone that is born again has a gift. If you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there must be a gift. It is my own gift I'm exercising. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We want to raise up soldiers. Amen. You have the power. It's the same Holy Ghost I have that you have. Amen. It just depends on what purpose he has in your life. He manifests in the measure he gives us. So that's what we want to establish. And you can never stand and confront any situation until you know who Jesus Christ is. Amen. Knowing who he is and knowing who you are in him gives you a boldness. Knowing who Jesus is and knowing who you are in him. Can we read John chapter 8, verse 32? Hallelujah. Praise God. This thing I'm teaching, I knew it long before I became pastor. I knew it 8 years before I became pastor. 8 or 9 years. But when I gave my life to Christ, something happened that made me to begin to study to know who Jesus is and what is God's process for salvation. And they kept me in Ikoyi for 2 years. I hope you understand what I mean. Thank you. I'm not going to mention prison again. If I just say Ikoyi, you understand what I mean. 2 years in Ikoyi, very close to the Don Barracks. All God gave me the opportunity to do was to know him day and night. You think I'm studying for my doctoral thesis. Even visitors will come, I will send back to the gate and tell them, beg, tell the warder, tell them, come back next tomorrow. I'm busy. What am I doing? I'm with books and Bible in my room. Studying. Wanted to know this, who this Jesus is. Amen. And that gave me boldness. I told you that while I was in there, inside the Ikoyi, I said, before I got there, almost all my life that I could remember, this spirit that will come in the night and be pressing people. My own was every sleep. If I just doze or small, it would just press. So I was even afraid to be sleeping. And my family, they are Muslims. My mother went to one malam. I'm the only son she has. So this may they not kill this boy for her. They will do rubutu for slates. The Arabic writings, prayers. Wash it for me to drink and bath. Now that time, I need to increase. They can't give me perfume. Some things to put for live coal and then perfume with, smoke, incense. Make I put for where? When the incense finish, it's like they will increase in number. I was living in a duplex. I will live up and come down. Now I'm in the military. Come down. So the only way to sleep was to drink myself off so that I will be drunk. And then I will sleep off. Then they say smoke cigarette. I will smoke cigarette before I sleep. For where? When cigarette finish, then go come. And I was suffering that thing until I went to Ikoyi. Now I found salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. And for months that I was there, I didn't see it. After I gave my life to Christ, I was even rejoicing. I said, hey, so this Jesus is real like this. Then one day, inside my room in Ikoyi, that thing came. Just before it came on me, something woke me up. And I saw the last steps, something ran out through the door. I will never forget that day. And then I stood up this time in anger. Why angry? No more fear, but anger. Before it was fear. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Perfume could not solve this matter. Rubutu could not solve this matter. Cigarette could not solve this matter. Alcohol could not solve this matter. Oh, Christ the solid rock I stand. All of that ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. And I thought, in anger, I said, me, you, this spirit, you don't look me. As I be before, that's what I be now. You enter here. Which can pray, I go pray. Oh. Now in leg, I go attack. I be in eye. I be in head. I was pacing in the room like this. I will never forget that day. I didn't pray. I said, okay, come back again. When I eventually stood up, I faced that demon from 3:30 till 5:30. Hey, everything that comes to my head, I throw them on him. I expect somebody to wake up paralyzed this morning by the kind of prayer I prayed. Then I call like that, so you come back again. If you still have power. Now why I'm giving you this testimony is, I didn't begin to make phone call. Hey, Thomas, they don't come, they won't kill me. That's what some of you will do. Pastor, imagine I am fasting, and this spirit still come to attack me. Pastor, baby Christians. Because you don't know who you are. You don't know the power that you have. Because you don't know who he is and you don't know who you are in him. Gives you boldness. Gives you boldness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is such a... I've not even shared it with my wife. I have never shared it with my wife. It's a small thing. Very small thing. I expect somebody to go who know that there is a shrine in your father's compound that is disturbing you. After you know who you are, I expect you to go and visit that shrine. But you can't go. You are looking for people you will give money to go on your behalf. Then you go stay for back. Go, see and there. And see and there. Then you do like this. There is power,
wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood.
There is power in the name.
That is Jesus.
There is healing in the name. Song because I like the song. It's because of what that song is saying. Somebody told me, say, Pastor, you did I say you cram many of these songs in our hymn book? It's not that I cram it. Those songs, they are messages of faith to me. They are scripture. They are scripture to me. Scripture for my salvation in this Bible. They tell my head because they are my weapon against the enemy. A weapon against the enemy. Now, look at this scripture. John chapter 8, verse 32.